everyone. Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of December 16th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and I was going to say deep in the heart of Texas, but it's deep in the heart of South Carolina.
I am. I got away for a couple days.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. I'm not telling anyone I'm here.
Oh.
I'm not going to visit anyone else.
Sorry. She's not.
My family. I'm here.
Now reporting from an undisclosed location.
Yeah, I was able to grab a standby flight and come see my mom for a couple days.
There you go.
And then I'm heading back.
All right.
So nice. It's now a real trip.
Yeah.
So it's just I was stuck at home with a broken boy, and I wasn't able to see my mom. So I was able to get away a couple days quick, and I did.
Yeah. Well, were you able to squeeze in any entertainment this past week?
I was. I got a weird one.
Uh-oh.
I rewatched. I don't know why I was in the mood, but I was. Holes.
Oh, yeah.
10 years old now, which is unbelievable.
Is it really 10?
It is.
Damn.
It's 10 years old. It's thank God for the beef. After his Disney show. So Shia LaBeouf before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So before he did Transformers, he was still technically a kid. It's a Disney movie. It's based on the young adult novel, which is so great. The novel's great. But it's about this nice kid who ends up being accused of a crime he didn't commit. But he ends up going off to, like, a kid's work camp thing. And there's this huge backstory with the camp and about the area. And there's all these interwoven overtime plot lines. And it's really fun.
It is. I reviewed it for Verdict long, long ago. And
yeah.
Sigourney Weaver is awesome.
Oh.
Tim Blake Nelson.
The adults, exactly. John Voight.
Yes.
Dulé Hill's in it.
Dulé Hill.
Trisha Arquette is in it.
Oh my God.
The Fonz is in it.
Yeah, he plays his dad.
Yes. And then there's all these great young, you know, like preteen actors who do. And they hold their own with John Voight.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really a fun one. If you have, especially boys, but girls too, I don't get this whole, like, why it's a boy movie or a girl movie.
No, that's a good movie.
Like, The Sandlot is one of my all-time favorite kids movies, and that's, quote, a boy movie, whatever. If you like, The Sandlot and that kind of stuff, your kids like that, and you haven't seen this one. Or, like, The Goonies, I'm thinking of stuff I like.
Right.
You know, that would compare. Anyhow, it's a real fun one, especially if you have, like, kind of preteen, older kids.
Yeah.
Not for real little ones, but 10.
Yeah,
I'd say maybe an 8-year olds. It's totally a fun one to watch with them.
Is it on Netflix? It's
on Netflix.
Okay.
So it's new on Netflix.
Okay. And if I remember, the kid who played Shia's best friend at the time, we thought was just going to be this breakout star.
Yeah, he was like, totally cute. Let's look and see what he's done.
Not much, I don't think.
He's worked some, but nothing really huge.
Yeah, which is disappointing because there was some real talent there.
His name is Kalo.
Yeah.
Kahleo Thomas.
Okay.
Kind of stuff. So he's done some one-offs and, you know, TV shows.
All right.
And then he was in Roll Bounce, actually. Walking Tall. He was in Cruise, The Company We Keep, Boogie Town.
Hmm.
He's still working. He's still doing some stuff.
Okay.
But now he's like a tough-looking young adult. So. Anyhow, that's a fun one if you haven't caught that with your older kids.
Yeah, please do. Great movie. I'm trying to desperately get another show up and running. We open on Wednesday, so I haven't had a whole lot of time to be home and watch anything. I've been plugging in some Christmas movies. While I'm uploading reviews and podcasting and stuff like that, I'm amazed that the streaming services don't have more of the kind of classic holiday films available.
Yeah.
I think White Christmas is available on Netflix.
And here's what I'm amazed.
What?
They're not highlighting them.
I know.
I went, like, on Netflix and even Hulu and stuff, there's, like, in the main page, there's all the, like, comedies, dramas, blah, blah, blah. And there's Christmas stuff, but it's all like crappy Lifetime and kids.
Yes.
But like, I watch Christmas, I'm like, oh, why is nothing good? I watch Christmas Vacation. That's streaming.
Yeah.
Screw streaming. Stuff is streaming, but they're not highlighting it.
Which is
amazing. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't White Christmas and Christmas Vacation on their front page? Like,
right. Huge. You would think so.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, they're like publicizing like the fireplace.
Yeah.
Not Chevy Chase. I don't get it. I don't get their thought process on this. I don't know.
So I watched two really bad ones. I watched the, what was it, 1959 Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Excellent.
With Pia Zadora.
Nice.
As a little kid. I didn't watch the Mystery Science Theater version. They didn't have it available, so I watched the original, which is even more disturbing. But then there's a Mexican film that Mystery Science did later called Santa Claus, which is just completely freaky. It's Santa versus the devil.
Oh.
For the souls of these people in Mexico somewhere.
Okay.
Santa and Satan, yeah. But Santa has this observatory where he watches over everybody, and his telescope has a real human eyeball in it.
Ew.
And it's a talking thing that has a human mouth. It's just, oh, it's so creepy.
No, thank you.
So that's been my holiday entertainment so far.
Yeah,
my late night holiday entertainment. Well, I have to say there's a lot of people who went to the box office this week is not surprising, but what is surprising is that The Hobbit didn't make as much money as everyone was expecting it to.
Which is insane, because it made off almost $74 million.
Yeah.
What do you want, people?
But I think the previous one weighed well over $100 million.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. It's not record-breaking, no. But it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, and the reviews are mixed. I mean, there are people who enjoy it, but then there are true Tolkien people who are like, oh, they're stretching this story out.
Well, yes, they are. Duh.
Yep.
It was like, what, an hour-long cartoon, and they made two full movies out of it.
Three, and they've still got another one to go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, of course, they're stretching it out. Duh. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, that was Hobbit was obviously number one. Frozen's hanging in there with $22 million. Tyler Perry's Midnight Christmas with 16 comes in third. Hunger Games is still up there with 13, and Thor, and then we drop Thor with 2.7.
Oh, I have to try and catch that at the theater before it leaves, because I don't think it's going to be around much longer.
No. Yeah. Dropping there quick.
Opening on Wednesday this week, we have Anchorman 2.
Yay!
Burgundy Returns. That movie, that original movie, is just so flippin' hilarious.
Yeah.
We've also got American Hustle, which was supposed to open Christmas Day, but they're moving a bunch of this stuff up now to this week. So Wednesday's Anchorman, then Friday we've got American Hustle, Saving Mr. Banks, Walking with Dinosaurs 3D, and then the Coen Brothers' latest, Inside Llewellyn Davis.
Yes.
So we are definitely into award season type stuff. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, if you are not going to... You know, if you've got holiday parties and things and you want to entertain, Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters, which is the second film in that franchise. The Sound of Music Live is coming to DVD this week, if you didn't catch it on NBC.
Okay.
We've got Gore Verbinski's The Lone Ranger with Johnny Depp. We've got Matt Damon in Elysium, Kick-Ass 2, and then a movie that really has gotten a lot of great buzz is Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal in Prisoners.
Ooh, yeah.
All available on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Okay.
Over at Redbox, Man of Steel, which is a movie I still need to give another chance to. I've only seen it the once. Turbo, about the racing snail. Battle of the Year, which is Sawyer from Lost putting together a dance team of ragtag people, including Josh Peck and Chris Brown.
Oh, my.
And then Anchorman, for those who didn't see the movie the first time, can go to Redbox this week and pick it up and do a double feature.
And if you didn't, what is wrong with you?
Right. Christina Applegate is brilliant in that movie. Over at Netflix, we've got the documentary Blackfish about the orcas at SeaWorld. Paul Rudd and Emile Hirsch in Prince Avalanche. Jonathan Groff, who drives me up a flippin' wall. Huh. In a film called COG. And then Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall has a comedy special called Relatively Well.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is quickly climbing the charts over at Netflix. So
If
you are a Kids in the Hall fan, please go check that out. I'm going to try and get that this week and see it. Over at Hulu, hey, there's Christmas stuff. But it's weird Christmas stuff, of course, because it's Hulu. VeggieTales, The Joy of St. Nicholas. Casper's Haunted Christmas. The Legend of Frosty, which is the second sequel to the original animated
special. Needed one sequel at all. Well, so let's make two.
So the second, the second one was like The Return of Frosty that had John Goodman doing the voice, which was terrible.
And it was like snow in a spray can thing. Or, no, it got rid of snow in a spray can.
Oh, that's what it was. And then this one is, I don't even know what the plot of this is, but it's Tom Kenny from SpongeBob, I think, who's doing the voice.
Okay.
And then there are eight, yes, count them, eight Cirque du Soleil shows on Hulu this week, including Mystere, Kooza, and Hatching. So if you haven't been to Vegas to see one of the bazillion Cirque du Soleil shows, or at Disney World, there's one down there, there's stuff that tours all the time.
Right.
I'm waiting to see if they actually put love, if they film that.
I wonder the rights with the music and stuff.
Yeah, so. That's probably true.
Yeah.
Great, great show. All right, that's all I've got for streaming and physical media this week.
Okay, well, we got music and Christmas this week.
All right.
On TV. What more do you need? Monday, ABC has Prep and Landing.
Oh, yeah. Good move.
Special. Yep. Like, they're special. They're half-hour specials. Yeah. And, like, the second one or whatever number it is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tuesday, The Voice finale on NBC.
Yep.
Wednesday, Barbara Wawa. Uh-huh. That's her 10 Most Fascinating People special on ABC. CBS has Celine Dion at home for the holiday. And then such creative title on this one on NBC Wednesday.
Yep.
Michael Bublé's third annual Christmas special. All
right. Third annual? Wait. How did I miss the other two?
Oh, yeah. He's been doing. Yeah. And it's like that hour long. Like it's a typical. Some music, some little sketch, funny stuff.
Yeah.
All right, and then CW for the youngins has iHeartRadio Jingle Ball 2013.
Okay.
Also Wednesday. Thursday, Charlie Brown is on. And then The Year, which is just a recap of all the big highlights of the year, all the news stories. That's on CBS. NBC has Saturday Night Live Christmas special. And Fox has the X Factor finale. That Thursday, and then Friday, CBS has I Love Lucy Christmas special.
We just got that on DVD from Paramount.
Yeah, we went and took Christmas special, but they colorized it.
Yeah.
So that's on Friday. If you want some classic, and then also Friday, NBC has It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh yes.
Fox has Happiness is a Warm Blanket, Charlie Brown. And then, if you haven't gotten enough Charlie Brown by then, Saturday ABC has I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and everybody who's been bitching and moaning for the past 2 weeks about Carrie Underwood.
Yep.
ABC is your savior.
Why?
Sunday you can go watch Julie Andrews in the original.
Hey!
Okay, so you can be quiet. Go watch her Julie Andrews. Carrie alone now.
Yep.
All right, so this week in music, it's kind of music and books. It's like all the big stuff is already out, so you could have bought it for Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But music this week, we have all kinds of soundtrack stuff. The Disney show Austin and Ally, Turn It Up, is out. And then Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, soundtrack is out, along with The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, the soundtrack to that one. That new Ben Stiller movie that's opening on Christmas that I'm terrified and excited to see at the same time because I love Thurber's stories.
Yeah.
And then this is kind of cool. Wintersmith, in collaboration with Terry Pratchett,
ooh,
by Steel Eye Span, they actually did an album based on his book.
Oh.
They drew like inspiration from it. So they kind of did a soundtrack to the book.
Huh.
And that is out. CD and MP3 this week. Speaking of books, yeah, there's kind of even less coming out of that this week. The World Almanac and Book of Facts 2014 is out this week.
Ooh.
That's my big headliner.
Okay.
For the kids' last-minute Christmas gift, We Hold These Truths. It's a Benjamin Pratt and the Keeper of the School series. It's number 5 by Andrew Clements. And then for all you health people, Nom Nom Paleo, Food for Humans, by Michelle Tam and Henry Fong, if you're all into that paleo.
Okay.
Jumped on that bandwagon there. And then Captain America Volume 2, Castaway in Dimension Z, Book 2.
Yeah.
Marvel Now, that graphic novel. Cartoony, whatever you guys boys call those things. That's out this week. theater, if you're in New York the next couple weeks, you can be in for a treat. Classic Stage Company at that Abrams Art Center. It just opened this weekend, and it goes through December 31st. It's called The Last Two People on Earth, An Apocalyptic Vaudeville. Entering Taylor Mack, who is a performance artist.
Yeah.
And it's also starring Mandy Patinkin.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you are a fan of his, whether from TV or from theater, you've only got a couple weeks to catch him on stage this time.
Yeah.
So, all right. And then the rest of Hollywood news, everybody with any talent died Sunday.
Yeah, kind of. Hollywood mourns the loss of Lawrence of Arabia, the legendary Peter O'Toole, at age 81. Now, he's been sick for quite a while.
Yeah.
So,
And I had no idea the effect he had on my friends. My Facebook and Twitter blew up. Just not like all too bad, like seriously grieving, like really, really.
Wow. Because it's not like he's done a ton of stuff in recent years.
But he had some really big fans and just, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's made some truly iconic movies. I mean, there's even one that I remember called High Spirits with Steve Guttenberg and Daryl Hannah that was really, really funny.
I forgot that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he is one of the legendary British actors. You know, you put him upside, you know, Maggie Smith. And
yeah, people love him.
Yeah. Now, we also lost the great Joan Fontaine at age 86, who was one of Hitchcock's favorite leading ladies. But she did a ton of stuff, and she was probably more well-known for kind of the catfighting that she had with, I think it was Olivia de Havilland. They had this rivalry back then.
Yeah, not only were they rivals in Hollywood, they were actually sisters.
I don't think I ever knew that. Interesting. To have two siblings from the same family be that.
Yeah, I don't know the real... I think Joan Fontaine's last name was de Havilland.
Okay.
And they switched it. Well, she switched it, the studio switched it, whatever switched it. Hmm. So.
I would have to go back and do a little bit more work to see if they were with different studios, you know, if they were under contract to different studios or if they were with the same studio. Because I think Fox did most of the Hitchcock stuff. But then, like, MGM did Gone with the Wind and... I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. Research for my own benefit to see. A lot of that old Hollywood stuff I absolutely love, but I just don't have time. I used to read up on all that stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
All right, back to more modern news. James Cameron has announced that he will be shooting the next 3 Avatar films in New Zealand.
Oh,
under the auspices of Fox Studios. I know, 3. I don't know how... Mm.
You're going to be there forever.
Ugh, jeez. Don Cheadle will suit up again as War Machine for Avengers Age of Ultron. So that they're definitely rounding out the cast for the Avengers for this movie. But it's supposed to be a big battle. Disney has begun casting for Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh my.
There's still
let it go. We can't just let this one go. I think we're just done.
There's still no plot summary available for
let it go. Let it fade away.
Paramount is rebooting the Terminator franchise again. This time with Game of Thrones actress Emilia Clarke playing Sarah Connor, and of course Schwarzenegger will be back as the legendary T-800.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that Zac Efron fell and broke his jaw?
Yeah, this was a few weeks ago.
Was it?
Now, did he?
Why? What do you?
Well, or is it part of rehab? Or what?
Oh.
Supposedly slipped in water.
Hmm.
And, went to the hospital and ended up getting his jaw wired shut.
Well, and, hey, I've been there and done that. Not fun.
No.
I think I dropped, 20 pounds?
There's been rumor questioning over what really happened.
Okay. All right. Well, and then the other big news this week was that Christopher Nolan released the teaser for his upcoming Shrouded in Secrecy movies, Interstellar, which isn't coming out for another year. I think it's next Christmas is when it's due out. And it reveals very little about the plot, but it just talks about kind of man's loss of adventure for the great beyond. You know, back in the 50s and 60s and everything, how we kept wanting to go into space and break boundaries and, you know, push, and how we've lost that in the last 30 years since the moon landing. Well, since the space shuttle.
Unless you're China.
Unless you're China. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it was an interesting, you know, minute and a half trailer, but it doesn't really give you anything about what the film is about.
Okay.
Aside from its Matthew McConaughey's narration.
So. What more do you need? McConaughey's voice. He does the, like, it's like the electric company or whatever commercials down in Texas.
Does he really?
And I just, like, they come on and I'm just like, ooh.
It's like people with Benedict Cumberbatch. They just read the phone book to me and I will listen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. And last one. Seth MacFarlane tells fans we would have to be high if we were going to kill off Brian forever.
Yes.
So big surprise there. It was a stunt. And everyone who loves the talking dog will. He'll be back.
Wow. Seth MacFarlane, a stunt. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. All right, that's all I've got. Any stunts on the Kardashian front this week?
Oh, of course. Khloe finally filed.
Oh.
And then Lamar's like, no, bitch, I'm leaving you.
I'm the man.
Whatever. So anyhow, Khloe filed. And so we'll see how long that takes. Supposedly they have prenups. They kept their money separate, so it may be quick. It won't be like Kim's, I'm sure.
And thus the girl's track record with healthy relationships continues.
Yeah. So, anyhow, yeah, can you believe, like, Scott is the most stable partner in that whole family? What the what?
I'm still disturbed that we find any type of interest in talking about them each week.
And I just, can you believe how long has this been? And there's a story every, I don't have to search. It's right there. Every time I open my computer.
And on that disturbing socio economic political humanistic bombshell, we will leave you this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with our Christmas edition of the Entertainment Docket. Until then, thank you for reading. Oh, do we have a contest this week?
We do, and it's a good one, baby. Teen Wolf, Season 3, Part 1. Plus.
Yes.
Family Guy, Volume 12. Plus. Futurama Volume 8.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Fox is being generous.
Yes.
Okay. Well, check that out. Register to win that. And then stop by DVD Verdict to read our reviews, or go to Daily Verdict to check out the entertainment news, or, again, listen to all of our podcasts on DVDVerdictPresents.com. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
And there's no hard feelings. Sure, we'll keep in touch. Tell me why. Tell me why. It is so hard to say goodbye.